I've got a quick story for the kids. Obviously, I'm wearing my Men on the Mountain shirt today. One of my favorite things about going on Single Mountain, which if you are not you're not aware of the youth camp yet, you need to get your kids plugged into the youth camp. If you want to be a volunteer, you need to apply. Scott, I talked to our youth and discipleship director. Scott said there's plenty of available spots for volunteers. So if you'd like to be there when your child is there, you have to apply, because once they release registration, it opens up fast. That's all through the month of June and into the first week of July, or the end of, or just the beginning of July there. So it starts with the oldest youth and goes all the way down to minis. I think that's first grade, six and up. And so that will be available. If you need more information, just let me know. I'll be there for the minis, because I believe Dylan and Dixie are going to go, so I'll be volunteering for that. And then the boys should go to the youth, so I'll be there as well at that time. So I'm up there on the mountain, and one of the things I love about the mountain is Sam's ministry. Sam's ministry, he's a retired minister, but he has horses, and he has the Round 'em Up Cowboy Ministry. He always volunteers his time and his horses up on that mountain. And I waited. Most people leave after 12 on Saturday, Men on the Mountain at lunch. I waited. We let the kids, there's some of the men brought some sons with them, and so let all the kids ride. I waited to that last ride, and I said, Sam, give me the wildest one. I want the wildest one this time. I'm going to have fun. I've been on some good horses and rides with Sam. And so he said, you take that one right there. Her name's Socks. Beautiful brown horse. He's got white cuffs right there on the bottom of her legs. So that's why they call her Socks. I tell you, there was another guy, and it was his first time riding, and he was on Star. And he was at the back. So at this moment, Sam said, Quentin, you take the lead. And so I can go back here, and he's a real beginner rider, and I can keep him kind of going fast, because Star was the slowest horse as well. So. Oh, I get up there, and I figure out Socks just loves to run all on her own. Have anybody seen the Gangnam Style dance where you... You know, do that. That's what I'm doing on this horse. I've got one hand on the saddle skirt, I've got the other on the reins, and we're going about 30 miles an hour through the woods. And funny to tell you, if I have ever rode a horse, that was the wildest ride in my life. We come to a tree that's probably up to here, just clears the tree. If my feet were not in the stirrups, I would have fell off the back. Both my hands were in there. Praise the Lord that my feet were in the stirrups. I come back up. But I had a wonderful time at Men on the Mountain. There's over 300 men there. So please, they've got another one coming up in the fall. Please come. It was fun. And you can watch me maybe ride Socks again. It'll be fun for you. Oh yeah, I had some of the kids were behind me too. They said, you must have rode your whole life. I said, no, I'm just on Socks. She's doing all the work here. She'd just take off running whenever she wanted. I didn't even have to spur or nothing. But I do love riding horses. I've just figured that out. That was just escort, what's that called? That therapy? Yeah, horse therapy. That's therapy to me. I can get on that horse and just ride. I love it. All the cares go away if you're on a horse. To me. Equestrian therapy. That's what it means. So that's my fun story. And also remember, Wednesday night is Witness Wednesday is going. We'll have another candidate preaching. So please don't miss that. It's also an opportunity to to sow into our youth programs. All the offering on Wednesday night goes straight to the youth ministries so we don't have to fundraise as much for them. So you'll be blessed by that. All right, let's get into this word today. The title of the sermon, if you're taking notes, is Jesus is Calling. Okay, now I dismiss the kids. There we go.
We'll figure it out in a minute.
Do you like that story? Do you like that part of the story? Yeah, see that? Dismiss the children. I'll get it one of these days. Just have to bear with me and do it. Jesus is calling. I don't know if that's what Jesus actually looks like. It looks like more of an American Jesus than an Eastern Jesus, but you can get the picture. Jesus is calling. Wonderful message for today. If you would, let's open up our Bibles to Isaiah 41. And I love this because it kind of ties in with last week's message. Isaiah 41. Last week we talked about fishing, right? Going fishing, being fishers of men, and how God uses worms to fish with. And that was a fun message. Kind of on the same lines here, a little bit different, but I really believe it's worked for the Lord. So let us do our scripture reading. We'll start in verse 1, Isaiah 41, verse 1. And we will pray once concluded here. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? Who gave them as the dust to his sword, and driveth stubble to his bow? And he pursued them, and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am He. Thou saw it and feared, and the ends of the earth were afraid. Draw near and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and as he that smoothed with the hammer, him that smote with the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art thou my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be strengthened thee. I will strengthen. Fear thee not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the righteousness, with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittah tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created. Hallelujah. Father, we come to your word today humbly in reverence, God. You are so good. We incline to you. We lift up our eyes to you, Father. Hear our prayer. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O God, to know your word, know your direction for our lives. And Lord, help us to hear the call, to know our calling. As this word in Isaiah says, you are calling. Thank you for it, and I pray that you bless us with it this morning. Let us lift up the name of Jesus, your holy child, in Jesus' mighty name, and the church said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you see there, Isaiah saying that he has called, right? He has called. I can find that there. That's all right. Yeah, Isaiah 41:9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief end. Right? He is calling here. And we have to ask ourselves, are you being called by God? Is the phone ringing? You might say, well, others are called into the ministry. Right? Others are called. Am I called? Are you called? Are they called? Who is called? We're going to study that word and see what the Lord has to say. And maybe we'll change your mind here. If you would, let's go to Romans 4:17. Romans 4:17. I'll actually have a lot of scriptures, so you don't necessarily have to flip there. We'll be going through that one real quick. Romans 4:17. You might be saying, I'm definitely not called. Right? There's no way I'm called. That's not me. Lord calls other people. He doesn't call me. I'm saved. I'm just not called. Well, we're gonna bring these two together here. And the Lord really gives us no excuse. It says Romans 4:17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. So even if you believe you're not called, God can at any moment and any second say, you are called, And those things that were not are now so. We see God doing that all through Scripture. If we go to Romans 8:28 through 30, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose." You want to be called now? Oh, Lord, I love that. Working to them for my good. That's the best part of the Scripture. But if you want it to work for your good, you need to be called according to His purpose. Is it your purpose? No. It's never our purpose. Nobody ever wants a calling from God. It usually means we're going to have to change some things up for the Lord. It's tough. But see, for those that are called according to His purpose, He works everything out for their good. Lord, I want You to work everything out for my good. I certainly don't want things to go bad, right? Well, begin to accept the fact that He's calling you, right? According to His purpose. So you might have thoughts about how He's going to call you and what that calling might look like. Stop questioning yourself and start asking God, "What does that look like, Lord? I want all things to work for my good. What does calling and being called look like?" Oh, we're still going here. "From whom He did foreknow, He also predestined." He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. "Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them also He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified." Oh, wow, that's a lot more tying up to that calling. Do you want to be justified? Just before God and not wicked? You've got to be called. Man, what a word. Do you want to be glorified? He says He's going to give you a glorified body when He returns. You got to be called. What does that look like? Because now God is bringing in salvation and calling, and He's saying, "Oh, too bad, church. It's almost one and the same. You can't run from it. You can't escape it. God has something for you to do here in this body. And if we want the other blessings that go along with this calling, I don't think anybody here doesn't want to be justified before the judge of all earth." But He says, first, right? That's an order there. Then He called, He justified. And then He justified, then He glorified. What is the Lord calling us to? It doesn't have to look the same, and actually it won't be the same. He says He creates us unique. We have a different fingerprint. Every single one of us have a different identity, a different purpose, a different calling. But if you haven't looked around the world, time is running out. We've got to start asking the Lord, "What am I called to do, God? I don't want to make it to heaven and know that I missed my calling, right? My purpose, what God sent me here for. I don't want to miss it, God." So we have to be asking this question, understanding that He's putting salvation and called and being justified and called, and He's grouping all these in Scripture so we won't miss it. So we'll know So we also be without excuse. Lord, you called him and you called her. Lord, I know you didn't call me. No, no, no. If you want to be justified, you got to be called first. He is calling. Romans 9:24. Even us, whom he hath called. Not the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he saith also in Hosea there. I will call them my people, which were not my people. And her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, they shall be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant shall be saved. For he finished the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. He's working quickly. I came up here real quick. And things started to happen real quick. I've only been here, 2 years in October. Look what the Lord has done. Not me. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has made you a part of. And look who the Lord is calling here on Grandview, here in this local church, to serve this local community. He's doing quick. Well, I can't be me. I'm not gifted. No. You just might be ignorant, which means you don't know. That's not calling anybody stupid. Ignorant, stupid, you're dead. Ignorant just means you don't know yet. Right? You might not know yet, and that's okay. Here's one thing you should know. Romans 11:29, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Which means when you get saved or called or justified or glorified, he's boxing it all in the same boat here. He says he gives it as a gift. And he does not take it back. Church, you have to stop taking back what God isn't taking back. And not me. Yeah. It says he gives callings out without repentance. He does not repent for that. He does not change his mind on that. He does not go back on that. He gives that act as a gift. We know the Spirit is giving gifts unto the whole body for the edification of the body. And he's giving apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers and pastors for the edifying of the body. Till we all come to the full measure of Christ, speaking the truth in love. Right? That's what it says in Ephesians. Just threw that one in there. He is giving out gifts. He is giving out callings. You're receiving that as you grow in your relationship with God. If he saved you, he has also called you for a purpose. What is my calling, God? Why am I here? 1 Corinthians 7:17. But as God hath distributed to some men. What does it say, church? There it is. Sorry. Oh, it doesn't say some men, does it? Every man. But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called who? Everyone. run from it. Actually, you can do that. You can run from your calling. Woo! Like, just like I rode that horse. You can run off in the sunset as fast as you want to go. But you're going to miss God's blessing. You're going to miss God working all things for your good if you run from this calling. Working all things for the good, for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. It's not about us. It's not about you. It's about His purpose in your life. Every one of you. Right? There are no others that are more special. Except children. We know they're the greatest. That's what Jesus says. But in the body, there's no other part that's more important. It's very clear. Every one is called. Oh, look at that. As the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk. As so ordained I in all the churches. That's Paul preaching. Walk in that calling. It's all right. You can take baby steps. The Lord's going to do a quick work, but you can start off small. Don't overdo yourself. But you're going to fall. You're going to mess up. You're going to figure it out. Because the Lord says, oh, you worm, Jacob, I will help thee. It's okay. We can wiggle around in the dirt all day. God's going to help us with our call. We just have to ask Him. Go to prayer about it. Figure out what our job is, what our calling is, what God wants us to do, and begin to walk in that. Galatians 1:15. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is He that hath called you, who also will do it. Oh! I told you, it's not about you. It's not according to your purpose or your plan. It's His glory. It's His plan. It's His purpose. And He said, He will do it. Because He's faithful. You just have to have faith. You have to believe that. You got to know first. But once you know, game on. 2 Timothy 1:9. See here, and this is what I'm talking about. He is boxing this together. He is attaching salvation and calling one and the same. Different meanings, but He's putting them together so you cannot make excuse. You can run, but you can't hide. 2 Timothy 1:9, who had saved us and called us. What type of calling? With a holy calling. Not according to our works. Praise God. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. Good. It's not according to any of that anyways. It's not according to your works. Praise the Lord. According to the grace and mercy that He follows you with all your days. All the days of your life, He'll follow you. Grace and mercy. Love and kindness. According to His purpose. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own. Taken ownership, His own purpose and grace. Woo! It's not up to us, and it surely ain't about us.
Right.
It's all about Him. But you have to know He is calling you. If He is saving you, everybody, oh, glory, I want to be saved. But not everybody wants to go with that. What's grouped in with that? Ooh, that's a calling. Why? Because that mandates that you have to give up your will for His. And that's tough. It's tough to handle. But the truth is the truth. Nonetheless, we must accept it because He will give us grace for it, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. He already has it all planned out for what He wants your life to look like. So you ought to stop planning your life yourself and start asking God, "Here I am, Lord. Send me. What do you want me to do today?" Doesn't have to look pretty. Doesn't have to be perfect. Because it's not according to your own works. It's according to what He wants to do through your life. Hebrews 9:15. "And for this cause He is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance." 2 Peter 2:9. Oh, 1 Peter 2:9. Excuse me. 1 Peter 2:9. 2 Peter's next. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." That's all of us, church. Let us realize. Let us come into submission. Let us come into reverence for what God is telling us through His holy word. 2 Peter 1:10. "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, giving diligence to make your calling and election," election's always talking about being saved, "sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail." Woo! Hallelujah! Sounds a little bit like that first scripture. "He'll work it out for my good." Doesn't mean we will be, that scripture does not mean you will be perfect. Sorry.
Right.
But if you do these things, if you make your calling and your election sure, that means a good foundation. Inspect it, plan it, build it. He's going to do it anyways. We just have to participate. He says, if you do this, you'll never fail. Which means He will work everything for your good in your life. That's one thing I've seen. I've been a sinful man. Just like Peter. At the knees of Jesus. "Depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." He has worked every mistake and failure I've ever made as a believer,
right,
out for my good. Because despite of my sinfulness, my failures, and my mistakes, I said, "I'll answer that call, Lord. I'll do it anyways. I will not get in my own way. I will not make my own plan. I will follow You no matter what. You're in control. And it's all worked for my good. Every single bit of it. Lots of tears shed. Lots of high blood pressure. But it's all worked for my good. Every single time. I can't remember a time when God didn't work it out. I just can't. I'm sorry. Why? It's obedient to the call. made it sure and my election sure by hearing that voice, asking what my calling is, pursuing that in God. You shall never fail. Fall. It doesn't say fail. Excuse me. Y'all need to correct me when I do that. So. You shall never fall. But it, actually in the Greek it says fail too. You shall never fall. Praise God. He holds you up. Mm-hmm. He's your helper. Mm-hmm. You will not fall into the abyss. He will not ruin you. He will make you. And then he will present you to a lost and dying world. And then he will save them and call them to you. It is much bigger than me and you to take that burden, make it real in our lives. We don't answer our callings, other people will not be saved. That is a fact. We can ride the horse into the sunset, but we'll probably fall off. He can't work all things for good if we run from our calls. Revelation 17:14. Ooh, it's getting good. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they that are with him are called. Praise God. And chosen and faithful. Do you want to be with him? See how he just groups it in? Makes it plain so you can run your race? I want to be with him there. I don't want to be on the other side of that. And they that are with him are called. They are. There's no doubt about it. We cannot run, church. We cannot hide. The Lord's Scripture reveals all. And we're chosen. And we have to choose to be faithful to that call. Because those are the ones with it. Revelation 19:9. Ooh, and here we go. Lord's setting us up. And he saith unto me, right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. We'll end with one parable in two verses, okay? Matthew 22:1. Matthew 22, you can flip there. That's too long. Matthew 22:1. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. Sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them what you're bidden. Behold, I have prepared for my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all the things are ready. Come and do the marriage, that they may lie. And went their ways. Mm-hmm. One to his farm, another to his merchandise, and the remnant took his servants. And the rest took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. healed his servants that were calling people to the wedding. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. He sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their cities. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which are bidden were not worthy. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding, go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And the king came in to see the guests. He saw there a man which had not a wedding garment. He saith unto him, friend, how camest thou hither, not having a wedding garment? He was speechless. Then the king said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Listen to this. For many are called, but few are chosen. I truly believe answering this call from God is just like putting those wedding garments on. You do not have to be perfect. But God is calling you to something. And he is coming quickly. So church, ask him. Ask yourself. Figure your calling out. So you can make your calling and your election sure. So important. You can go ahead. So important. If you're saying, I'm just not worthy. Remember where he went. He went to the highways and the byways. He got both good and bad. Usually the bad ones are better. You know what? Luke 5:31 says, and Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need no physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You don't have to be good enough. Praise God. You don't have to be worthy. Accepted today, he's calling you. Anyone who needs to answer the call of salvation, salvation is when you believe in your heart and make a confession with your mouth. You just pour it out to God right at the altar. Don't have to be at the altar, but kind of deals with that. Fear of men when you come up. Say, Lord, I don't care what anybody thinks. In this view. That's the first invitation, right? Bidding you to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Because only those that are called are there. What is that? I didn't say that. Now, this next one. If you want to make your calling sure, you know you have for the question of whether or not you're called, or you're not sure what it is. Let's go here. Because since he gives presbyters in the church, they probably will figure it out. So, and if you've been running from your calling, riding that horse like I was riding socks. drawn you back. His loving mercy, grace, kindness, and compassion. Author's Road. Jesus. Just a little bit. Jesus. Father, I thank you. Thank you for your word, God. You show us. You do want to use us. You have a purpose for every man and woman. We are called. Most importantly, we're called to be with you. Souls up there maybe not willing to come up. Lord, I just pray for them now. For right where they're at. You convict them about their callings. You begin to make them seek for what they are called to do. Help them, Lord, in their time of need. For those watching online, just pray they receive their call. See that salvation. All that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Lord, you're also calling us for your purpose, for your glory, the works you have set in advance for us to walk out and to do. Let us all as a church answer that calling today and say, yes, Lord, fair enough. Send me. In Jesus' mighty name, the church said, amen. Hallelujah. Thank y'all so much. Don't forget, we no prayer tonight. We have district service 6 p.m. Watts Bar Community Church. Also, Witness Wednesday, we will have a new candidate up preaching, so don't want to miss that. Also, if you haven't heard any of the candidates, it's at Reed's Chapel, 1618. You just search that on YouTube, and we've also sent that out in the links. And so make sure to get informed about who we will be voting on. Thank y'all so much. Bless y'all.